You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Enlarging Your Territory by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Say this, it's the will of God for me to keep on increasing. Now, I know I challenge y'all with this, because that doesn't necessarily mean... The interesting thing today, Mr. CJ was at my house yesterday, and I got a truck. Well, for me, it's an old truck. And I don't drive it all the time. I drive it when I got to go pick up something in the truck. And I ain't really a trucky kind of guy. Like my son, Pastor Chandler, with the big old truck there. I ain't exactly a trucky kind of guy. So I got to... Escalade EXT, a truck that don't really look like a truck or ride like a truck. But the truck got some, I take my dog in the truck and stuff. And Pastor Marshall, he won't even get in my truck because the truck, it's my truck. There's a side of the window, there's the paneling on the side, it falls down all the time. And so they tricked me when I got it. He said, you know, we had to repair this thing. If it ever break down, you come down, come back, and we'll get you another one. And but it didn't come down to a year later. And you know they ain't gonna do that. So every now I just put some glue in there and try to put things in. And so Pastor Marcy, she just tries to make me feel so bad. But she don't get in it. Well, I said, let's take her around. I gotta go to Lowe's. She said, I just can't believe you're riding around in this thing. I said, why don't you get this thing fixed? I said, it's my truck. It's my truck. And I tell you, you're just so bougie. And I was looking at the truck. I thought my truck was a 2011. And I started looking around. I said, maybe I need to trade this and get another truck. And I was looking. And I said, I can get about 15, 16, somewhere between 17, 19,000 for it. I said, okay, that'll be good. And I'll put a little cash and give me another truck debt-free. Then I took it for a ride. They had to go pick up some furniture. And I looked at my registration. I said, man, this ain't 2011. This is 2005. This thing old. So I'm thinking about, and CJ comes up to the house. He says, Pop, when you going to get a new truck? I said, that's God. Don't hate on people who dare to believe God for increase. Everybody say more and more. More and more. Say it again. More and more. So even though increase is the will of God, even though increase is the will of God, and even though increase is a characteristic of being in the will of God, you got to prepare for increase. In other words, you have a part to play in God's plan to increase you. Say that. Say, I have a part to play in God's plan to increase me. So if I'm looking at a young couple who has no children and they believe in God for children, and I say to them, God's going to bless you and you're going to have as many children as you want to have. They can't just go home and sit and look at each other across the table and have dinner. They got to do baby increase and stuff. Now that's all I can say because I got my collar on today. That's as simple as I can put that. Y'all understand? I can't break it down the way I would if I'd have this collar on. Since I got this collar, I just got to call it baby increase and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So even though there's a prophetic word, there's an activity that they need to do to bring about God's promise. A lot of people don't get this. Because the will of God is not automatic. Just because something is the will of God, that doesn't mean it will automatically happen if you don't embrace that promise and get to stepping towards it. So the text, he tells them how to prepare for this increase. He gives them four things in the text real quick, and then I'm going to move on and make this even more practical. In the context of the scripture, he said, number one, you got to enlarge your place. Everybody say, make room, make room, make room. There's a couple in our church, a young couple, they're believing God for children. And they've actually had several miscarriages. And they're building a home now. And I was talking to him. He was in my office. He said, Pastor, we're building a 5-bedroom home. Don't have one child yet. He said, we're believing God for 3 children. There'll be a room for each one of our children, our master bedroom, and a guest room. What are they doing, y'all? They're making room. Come on now. See, if you believe God, you start preparing for the promise. When we were down on River Drive, I started asking God. We were having 3 services, and we get 100 people in there, and 150 people with the overflow who would just be outside looking in at through a door, and with a video, wasn't a video screen, a TV, okay, and I said, God, I need another building. God, I asked you for a building that seats at least 300. The Lord said to me, if I give you a building with 300, where they gonna sit? I said, huh? You know, sometimes God speaks to us and we're a little slow. You got to seek him more. You got to keep seeking, really. He said, he wants you to press in and seek him. He said to me again, he said, I'll give you another building. You want 300, where they going to sit? I said, well, God, if you give me a building, then they're going to sit in that building. The Lord said to me again, Dodo, if I give you a building, where they going to sit? Then I understood what he was saying. I only had 150 seats. He said, if I give you a building right now, if somebody right now, you got a building you can move into today, where the 300 people going to sit if all you got is 150 seats? So I started telling the people, God's going to give us a larger building. It's going to seat at least 300 people. We got to buy some more seats. Now, if you are not a person of faith, that makes no sense. But when you're a person of faith, you prepare for what God says. You get busy towards the promise. Are y'all listening to me? So he tells them, enlarge the place. Make room. Then he tells them, stretch forth. Everybody say stretch forth. Stretch forth means you got to reach for more. You know, sometimes you can reach more than you think you can reach. Okay? And you know, Pastor Marcia keep asking me if I want to go to her Christian yoga with her. First of all, I ain't sure if yoga Christian. Anyway. You're right. Ask me about, but I haven't seen what they do at that yoga place. Okay? You know, they sit you down and tell you to bend over. And you say, all right, hum, hum, hum. And they say, no, bend over further. And you try to bend over. And then they come and go, yeah! You think you can't do it. But they make you do it. Some of y'all, this has been a year of our stretching. Stretching your faith. You think you can't go forward. God said, you just got to stretch. Okay? You ever try to reach something? You don't reach it at first. Then you get on your tippy toes. And then you make your fingers grow. Some kind of way, you grab what you thought you... You just wasn't stretching enough. You're hearing me. God said you could do more if you stretch for more. You can have more if you stretch for more. You can grab more if you stretch for more. You can do more if you stretch for more. You can make more money if you stretch for more. I have this philosophy. I can't remember who I was talking to about the other day. I think I was talking to Minister Poos about this. I don't know for sure, but I've seen this in my history of dealing with men. A man knows to be respectful. And respectable, I need a job. I have to work. Right? But I've seen this. Some people, all they want to do is work enough to be respectable. They don't want to maximize their potential. You gotta catch me. So if I got a job and I make $10 an hour, hey, but you could be making 20 if you stretch. It's not just about being respectable in the eyes of what other people say about you. It's about maximizing your potential for everything God put in you and everything God wants you to have and everything God wants you to possess and everything God wants you to do. Everybody say, I got to maximize my potential. I don't know who that's for. It ain't just about what other people think about you. It's what God thinks about you. So based upon me being a Pentecostal teenage preacher who preached in storefront churches, that if we ever had 200 people in there, oh man, we acted up that day. We put on our special dance that day. We practiced a new dance and across the feet because we got some new folks up in here. based upon that, I'm successful. I've done a lot. But I know God's calling me to do more. Are you hearing me? Maximize your potential. You know your potential based upon what God speaks to you. Then he said, thirdly, he said, spare not. Spare not means great expectation. Spare not means what Elisha tells the widow woman who has the little bit of oil. He said, go borrow some vessels. Don't borrow a few. Get as many as you can get. Because it wasn't that the oil ran out. It's that her vessels ran out. If you are prepared for God to fill more, God will keep on filling. Fourthly, he says, lengthen your cords, strengthen your sticks. It's the picture of a tent. I used to be a Boy Scout. We used to go camping and go in tents. Now, based on news this week, you get shot while you're in the tent. Now, it wasn't doing that back then. Okay? But with the longer, more material in the tent and the bigger the tent, you have to have long strings or cords, and then you had to nail them down and you had to make it tight. That's what God said. God says, get enlarge your tent. I'm going to increase you. He says, and make it strong. Lengthen and strengthen. That means secure your tent for everything God you're going to put in it. I came to prophesy to a couple of people today to tell you that God's about to enlarge your territory. As we go forward, to the second half of this year, the Lord told me to tell you, he's enlarging your territory, but you got to prepare for enlargement of your territory. Just like a family getting ready to enlarge their tent, their home, to make room for more children, you got to prepare for your increase. My son, my daughter-in-law, they're going to have their first child. We already got clothes. There's when we were Maine, and one of my mother-in-law's friends made a wooden bassinet for Chandler. So we ain't had no babies in a long time. That bassinet, wooden bassinet, is in my basement in the utility room with my albums in it. Y'all don't even know what that album is. Pastor Marcia, she went looking for the bassinet. Then all started fussing at me. What you got all those albums in the bassinet for? Because we ain't got no baby. You got to get the albums out the bassinet. We need to get the bassinet out now. Why? Because another baby is coming. Now I got to move my albums to prepare for the baby. Some of y'all, you may have to move something to prepare what God's getting ready to bring in you. You have to get something out the way. Because God got better use for that, y'all. I don't know who that's for. But God said, you're going to have to move something to get ready to receive something more. So how do you do it? Real practically. If God's going to enlarge your territory and you're going to receive this prophetic work, number one, you got to see more. Everybody say, I got to see more. See more, not S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, like feed me, see more. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Little child, feed me, see more. Okay? And it's see more, two words, S-E-E, one word, M-O-R-E. You have to see more. God tells Abraham, picking up where we were preaching off last week, in Genesis 13, after he got the strife out of his life, after he got Lot and Lot's herdmen away from him, he tells him in Genesis 13 and 14, he said, now after Lot separated, he said, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. Everybody say, look from. He didn't say, look around where you are. I know you're in the ghetto. I know you're in the trailer park. I know you're in a lowly bar now. I know you don't have much now. God said, don't look around where you are. Look from where you are. Can I tell you, if you get on your tippy toes in the realm of the spirit, you can see it from here. I said, if you get on your tippy toes, you can see it from here. I know you've been in debt all these years, but get on your tippy toes, you can see that freedom from here. I know you always drove around a hoopty, but if you get on your tippy toes, you can see it from here. Stop focusing on where you are and start looking to where God's going to take you. So this land that we're on here, 22 acres, that has evolved. I know why I'm laughing about that is because when I first talked to the architects after we got this land about what I ultimately needed to build, He said to me, you can't build it on that land. You're going to have to relocate your whole property. You need at least 15 acres more. You don't have enough. And I said, God gave us this land. He told me this land was our land. They're going to have to change the code. He wasn't talking about building. He's talking about for parking. I said, they're going to have to change the code or God's going to have to create more land. Y'all know God creating more land. What I mean, he's going to create more for us. So I went looking. Look at everybody, say, go looking, go looking. That's the word. Come on, tap at least three people. Tell them, go looking, go looking. Come on, at least three people. Tell them, go looking, go looking. Everything that I found because I went looking. My cousin who was here this morning, Dr. Creamer, they're talking about getting a boat. Never been on a boat before. I took him out on a boat yesterday for about 2 hours. He called me Cousin Herb, like on with D or something. Cousin Herb, this is nice. Oh, my goodness. And they said about Kendra, why does she want to go to New York and leave all this? I said, I don't know. And he said, oh, this is nice. This is nice. And we start talking about where God has brought us from. And he started, now he's talking about getting a boat because of seeing more. You got to look from the place where you are, and you got to see more. Everybody say, I got to see more. So you got to go look at everything I got is because I went looking. So they said, need more land. I went looking. Not for a different land. I went looking around here. Drove down to the next block, Shriver's Road. Drove down Shriver's Road to that youth detention center back the next road and down. I shouldn't have told you all that. Some of y'all get scared. We all right. And as I drove down there, I looked back beyond Atlanta, saw all these trees. Then I looked down, and about 2 feet off the ground, a little sign, not a big sign. Oh, my God. You got to recognize the little sign. Oh, that was for somebody right there. Every sign ain't going to be a billboard. You need to recognize the little sign. I saw a little sign about 2 feet in the ground, and it said 8 acres for sale by owner. I made a call and they sent me the survey of the 8 acres. When I looked at the 8 acres came right up against our 22 acres. I then bought the 8 acres. That increased us at that time from 22 acres to 30 acres. Then I went back to the architects. I said, God created some new land. They looked at the whole survey put together and said, I guess you can build that. Y'all are hearing me here. The devil may say no, but you got to go looking. If God said you can have it, resources got to show up. Come on, tap at least two more people. Say, go look, go look. Just go look. Just go look. Now, I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't going to finish this with y'all. My son Daniel, again, you know, whenever my kids here, they help me preach. We were living in Ascot, the house God blessed us with. Happy for the house. Loved the house. Always had desire to be on the lake. But wasn't thinking about being on the lake anymore. And I said that one Sunday. I said this, that was desire. I said, but I'm content. I want to live on the lake. Mother Holmes. Raise your hand, Mother Holmes. Mother Holmes sent me an email that day. She said, Pastor, if you desire to have a house on the lake, you won't have a house on the lake. Now, I hope they don't mind me sharing this. Long before we bought this land, we're in this building. At the time, we were over on St. Andrews Road, and I met with the Holmes, and at that time, I don't think they are anymore, they were the oldest members in our church, age-wise. And I heard they had a mortgage. And I thought they were too old to have a mortgage. Because my desire is when I got their age, I ain't going to have no mortgage. And I asked them how much they owed on their house. They told me how much they owed on their house. And I came before the church. I said, our members here, the mortgage is only this much. And I started the offering out. I said, I want to pay their house off. And we paid their house off. I forgot all about I paid their house off. So Mother Holmes said, Pastor, if you want to have a house on the lake, you're going to have a house on the lake. Because you helped us pay our house off. So you're going to get your house on the lake. And I received the word of the prophet mother. Daniel comes home one day. We used to sit out on our porch. And people used to just ride by. Members, saints, and friends. Just ride by. Hey, Pastor Bailey, I heard you live in this neighborhood. Hey, this your house? People ride by. We have people knock on the door. I thought this was the Bailey house. We came home one day. Daniel said, Dad, we need to get up out of here. He said, his words, he said, this house is too hot. He says, too hot? I'm like, the air conditioning worked pretty good. I said, hot. He said, it's busy. People always coming by me on the main street. He said, Dad, you ought to go ahead and get your house on the lake. He said that day, I went and pulled up lake houses. When I pulled up lake houses, the house I lived in popped up. Let me say this. The house I live in right now popped up. I saw it that day. I called Pastor Trey. He wasn't available. Sister Bridget, other realtor, I said, I need to see this house. I need to see this house now. She got the keys for me. We went and looked at the house. I said, oh, this is nice. Oh, sucky now. My baby started leaping. And I started seeing myself waking up every morning looking at that water. When you tell somebody, you got to go look. You got to go look. Oh, Jesus, I'm about to really bless you right now. Looking is free. I said, looking is free. You don't need no money to look. Just look. Look for free. Ask for more. See, some people see, but they're not willing to ask. Because asking that gets you more involved. Okay. Single brothers, it's one thing to see a fine woman and look. It's another thing to ask her on a date. Y'all ain't hear me here. I'm helping somebody here today. Some of y'all too scared to ask. Y'all bring some stuff out of me second service. I'd have heard right up in this church. I'm going to tell y'all something. I know some women in this church who married somebody else who somebody was trying to act like they was interested. They said, but Pastor, he too slow. Wouldn't pull a trigger. Wouldn't ask. Somebody else asked and got it. Got all of it.
Get ready to expand your territory. Dr. Herbert Bailey gives you insight to go beyond where you are and expect more. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Enlarging Your Territory.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.